Armed American Radio's Daily Defense.
Armed American Radio's Daily Defense, because they don't want me to, that's why I do it.
Presented by X Insurance.
X Insurance.
From the GunBroker.com studios. On the Crossbreed Holsters Platinum Microphone.
They're never going to stop us here.
It's 2021, and we're in a new decade.
Here is your host, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting the enemies of freedom, Mark Walters.
All right. Here we go, right? Election day in Georgia. Election day again, as if we haven't had enough of this garbage. Trust me, if you live in Georgia, you know exactly what I'm talking about. If you don't, well, let me educate you. You can't turn on anything without seeing Raphael Warnock lying to you, John Ossoff, that goofball. David Perdue doesn't believe Georgians should be safe. I disagree. I think all Georgians should be safe. And if you elect me, I'll make Georgia safe. I mean, the guy's an idiot. He's got zero substance whatsoever. He's a moron. He's lost here before. But nonetheless, he's got tons of money behind him because of the liberal socialists, Hollywood elitists, and the rest. But here we are in the state of Georgia. So when did I vote? I voted today, 10:30, with my wife and my 18-year-old daughter. Loved it. And I'm going to go to my guest now, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, because I want him to jump in here. Andy, welcome to the program, brother. How are you?
Man, I am excited. It's election day for you guys down there in Georgia, which means it's a big day for the state of Georgia and really the nation. I don't remember the last time that Georgia was on the spotlight for the entire nation to see an election result from that state. So I guess it's exciting for you guys. At the same time, I'm sure you're pretty burnt out.
Well, not only are we burned out, but like you and the rest of the nation, and as Greg just mentioned real quick, how important this election is for the world because of the direction of the United States. But here's what I want to, a couple things I want to point out. Number one, Georgia didn't know that we could even be in this position 2 months prior to this election. So you got to wonder how it happened. Why did that happen? Number one, it was by design. There's no doubt about it. We've watched Stacey Abrams do this since 2016 here in the state of Georgia. We've watched her do this since she lost her gubernatorial election in 2018. I should say 2018, really not 2016, but she really went into full gear in 2018. When she lost by 55,000 votes, she knew she was going to lose, so she started screaming voter disenfranchisement when she was down by 100,000 votes before the final tally was in. We saw this building. And here, Andy, see, I'm going to go all over the board here because all this is going to pop in my head today as we're live, all right? But tell me something. Why? There's video of Stacey Abrams on November 3rd. She lives in Atlanta. And as far as I know, she wasn't traveling out of the state, but I saw her drop her absentee ballot in a box in Atlanta on video on one of the local news stations. Why isn't she voting at the polls? Why is she dropping a deal in when she's not traveling? Why does she have, why do they want to do that?
They love the mail-in voting. They love the absentee ballots. They want so many complications in a voting system that, I mean, it's easy for them. And she's the beacon of that, isn't she? Like you said, if she's able to claim that it was voter fraud or voter disenfranchisement or whatever else, what other garbage that she wants to try and claim for the loss of her election because she was justifiably the winner of the governor's race there in the state of Georgia, they're allowed to claim that stuff. But Republicans, when they say, wait a second, there's irregularities in the system, you're not allowed to claim those. So we should be able to create more irregularities by creating a more complicated system by just saying, you know what, you don't need to go to the polls, Mark. You don't need to actually show up with your family and get your little I voted sticker and be proud of the fact that you walked in there and filled out a ballot or punched a button on the voting machine, whatever you did. You shouldn't have to do that. You should just do it right from the mail, do it from the absentee ballots, because, hey, we love these little new boxes that are popping up all over the place in certain districts, mind you, more so than other districts. So that way you can drop it off. You don't have to worry about a thing. And then don't worry, we'll take care of the rest for you. And if you see someone like Stacey Abrams doing it, then of course everybody else is going to want to do it because that's just the cool new thing to do. And it's so much easier and convenient for us. It's like an app on your phone where we should just be able to download the app and vote that way too, which by the way is coming one of these days. But for now, we'll just fill out the thing, drop it off in the box, and everything will be hunky-dory.
And the COVID coincidence, I call it, sure made that easy, didn't it? You know, all these crazy things, it's crazy. You're going to look back in time. Now, the ideologues, the Trump derangement syndrome sufferers, you know, the Democrat, you're never going to reach those people. You'll never get through to them. Don't even bother trying. If you have one in your family, I have a couple in my family. don't even bother trying. Just move on. But when you look back at the irregularities, when you look back at the coincidences, you begin to realize, hey, this stuff is lining up. Something's not right here. All those coincidences become legitimate questions. There's no question about it. All right, so the bottom line is, you know, Stacey Abrams is showing, I don't have to show up at the polls. I can just drop my stuff in here. Now, we know that they had added an additional 47 drop boxes in Democrat counties like Fulton and DeKalb than they did in Republican rural counties around the state. Why would they do that? Why would they add more drop boxes in Democrat areas, the Democrat controlled areas, than they would? Which basically means Atlanta, listeners, okay? Fulton County, DeKalb County, part of Gwinnett County now, which is blue. But when you talk about the blue areas, you're talking about the Savannah area, predominantly the small metropolitan areas surrounding Atlanta, definitely Fulton County and DeKalb County, reliably blue. Why would they put more drop boxes there than they would in, say, oh, I don't know, Cherokee County, where it's very reliably red? They don't want me having more access to those boxes, do they?
Well, of course not. No, I mean, now they're going to use the argument of, well, there's a more populated area there, and that's where they are, quote unquote, disenfranchised because they have to wait in line for hours on end. And there's, they try and get rid of polling places because the Republicans and the evil white people are trying to get rid of the black vote in the community in the inner city. So we need to put more boxes there to make it easier for them while they try and, I guess, do the reverse in some of the other communities and rural communities across the state of Georgia and even anywhere else in the country to where, well, I mean, you guys like traditionally to go to the polls, so we don't want to make it easier for you, but it's just a population-based thing, which I know is the argument, and to a degree, I guess you could make that argument as a realistic thing, but if you're going to put polling boxes all around the country or all around the state or even all around the district or cities, then why don't you just do it not based on population, but just based on every three blocks you put another one down, every next to every grocery store, every gas station or every restaurant and do it kind of like what they used to do with Redbox, where you make it as convenient as possible for just about anybody, no matter where you're at. So that way it's not based on certain districts or certain ideologies based on certain areas. I mean, just make it convenient for everyone and just be done with it if you're going to do that. But again,
Andy,
I don't like that idea anyways.
Do you think that they're sending ballots out to the Republican counties to make sure all the Republicans get their ballots and then put the ballot boxes where in, at every street corner there? Do you think they do? They don't want to do that. Okay. They only want to do that in their areas where they can claim disenfranchisement. And, to me, that sounds almost racist. Do you mean to tell me that someone can't look? How come this wasn't an issue? I don't know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
Well,
why is it an issue now?
You hit it on the head. You hit it on the head. I mean, it's all based on race because they're going to claim race, which is what they've done for everything, which is the most racist thing you could possibly do. Look at voter ID laws. The argument against voter ID laws across the nation and at statewide levels all over the nation was saying that we should have voter ID laws because minorities that can't afford to get a $25 driver's license with a photo ID on it to verify themselves to actually get registered to vote. So therefore, voter ID laws to prove that who you are to register to vote and to go and vote is racist, to me, is one of the most racist things you could possibly do, to say, wow, that you don't think a black person or Hispanic person or whoever is actually able to afford a $20 driver's license with a photo ID to prove that they are who they are. But to me, that's an extremely racist position. So, of course, here they're saying you're not smart enough to drive to your polling place. You're not smart enough to go and register to vote at the, at the state election office or wherever it may be in your district. You just need a little box on your street corner for you to go and drop it off there because you probably can't get anywhere else because you don't have the services. You can't take public transportation. You probably don't have a car and you're probably not smart enough to know how to get there. To me, that's an extremely racist position.
It absolutely is, 100%. Oh, let me send you everything because you're too stupid to figure out where to go get it. It's mind-boggling. Yeah. It's a victim mentality that has been part of the Democrat plantation for decades. Now, here's the deal relative to what I had to go through today to vote. And I'm in Cherokee County, okay? Very reliably red county. First thing I did when I walked in was handed them my driver's license. Then they turn a little box around and they show it to make sure that's you. I confirm that that's you. Push the little button there. Use the stylus. Boom, there you go. Sign here. So they double check your ID against what they have listed for you in the county so they know who you are. And that can't be done, by the way, with absentee ballots. Now, Andy, this is going to be a fun conversation today because I've got a Fox News piece pulled up. Fox News piece. I want to talk with you a little bit about that Brian Kilmeade deal. And when I come back from the break, that's what I'm going to do. because my daughter voted today. This is her second time voting. She's 18 years old. She turned 18 on November 2nd, and she was able to vote in the elections on November 3rd. She was also able to vote in these elections on January 5th. So very proud to have had her with my wife and I this morning at 10:30 voting. But I want to tell you a little bit, remind you what Brian Kilmeade said yesterday on Fox and Friends in New York City. And I have a message for Brian Kilmeade when we come back. I want to make sure that he's well aware of it because, well, apparently he doesn't think we're smart enough down here to know what's going on. I'll explain that, and then I'm going to read part of a Fox News piece that's just setting you right up. This is going to really anger you. You'll probably want to turn the dial, I mean off of Fox, back after this.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by GunBroker.com, the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammo, and related accessories. That's GunBroker.com. Welcome back to the show. Welcome back to the show. Indeed, I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today here in the GunBroker.com studios on this Crossbreed Holsters microphone. You catch that new intro. Pretty cool, huh? Crossbreed Holsters on the microphone during the daytime show, the weekday show. Right? In the GunBroker.com studios. All of this being brought to you today and presented to you by X Insurance. I've got an announcement to make in the next segment when we come back about X, some stuff I'm going to be doing, and you're going to be invited. I'm going to clue you in just a few minutes when we come back into the next segment. All of this, by the way, being presented to you by X Insurance. And, oh, real quick, Andy Hoosier, welcome back in. I want your comment on this before I go to Brian Kilmeade. Andy, you with me?
I'm here.
There you are. Okay. Has anybody besides me been watching Mike Lindell go absolutely haywire on the liberals on his Twitter feed lately? From my pillow?
The nice thing I love about Mike Lindell is the fact that he don't hold back. He just goes after him and he just don't care.
He put a PDF out today that I'm going to cover some of tomorrow, I think. But it is harsh. It is on the money. And it lays out the three options we have left in this country. And it is right down to the bone. And it's a fascinating read. But Mike is adamant about what he has seen. He's privy to some of this stuff. And he's not pulling any punches. So let me just give the shameless plug. While that guy's a patriot, he's out there fighting for you. We need to support him. Okay? We really do. Please support. He's got people coming after him like crazy. He's had threats like crazy simply because he's supporting Donald Trump. And you can use the promo code AAR while you're at it. That's the shameless plug. But man, oh man, we've got to support Mike. He's just out there. I mean, the gloves are off with him. Go to his Twitter feed and read Mike Lindell. Okay. So here we go, Andy. Let me go back now. I'm going to pick on Fox for a little bit because they're easy targets. They've done it. Fox, you did it to yourself. All right. I have no sympathy for you. None. I mentioned that my daughter was at the polls. Of course, she's 18 years old. She came to the polls with us. Andy, I was watching Fox and Friends yesterday. First time I turned that on, and I could tell you, it's been a long time. And Brian Kilmeade was, you know, sitting there with Steve Ducey and what's her face, you know, in the morning deal. I don't even remember her name. And Ainsley Earhart, you know, they're good people. They're all good people. And Brian, if I feel sorry for anybody at Fox, I feel sorry for Brian more than anybody else because he's frustrated by what's going on. I know it is. But then you see this elitism come out. And as the three of them are talking about the race in Georgia, they cut to Will Kane, who is their guy on the ground in Georgia. And he's down by Mercedes-Benz Stadium in downtown Atlanta, as if, you know, there's a lot to Georgia besides that. But nonetheless, that's where he is. And Brian Kilmeade asks him the following question with this snarky little grin on his face. He kind of rolls his eyes, and I'm paraphrasing now, but here's what he said. He said, do the people of Georgia, the voters of Georgia, have any idea what's at stake? As if we're all a bunch of redneck morons because we don't live in New York City. And I was angry, and I said yesterday on the program, and I'll say it again today, if I could have reached through the tube and punched him, I would have. Okay, it was just so condescending to see that. I'm sorry, we got to vote this way because of those of you in New York who, by the way, live under Cuomo and de Blasio. All right, Yeah, we understand what's going on. So I wanted to say this because my daughter does, in fact, understand what's going on. She is living here. She gets it just like the rest of us do. And she knows what's at stake for the rest of the country and the world. Very proud to be able to take her in to vote today and see her vote for Loeffler and Purdue as an 18-year-old. Just proud as a get out for her. And it's Brian Kilmeade, yeah, dude, we do get it. And yeah, she gets it too. So get past yourself as you live under de Blasio and Cuomo. And do you want to comment on that before we move on?
Well, a couple of things. Number one, I would say I hope Georgians understand the importance of this election. I mean, almost over $800 million have been sunk into two Georgia Senate runoff races, which is more than probably what most of the elections are doing combined in regular elections across the state. So I'm sure that people kind of get the point with how important this is and how exposed this election actually is for the candidates to get their names out there. Number two, you're right. I wouldn't just lump it into Brian Kilmeade. I would kind of lump it into the entire Fox News network and the direction that they're going. I mean, if you look at every one of their hosts, from the morning show hosts to their news shows to, you know, Sean Hannity and even Tucker Carlson and even Laura Ingraham and, you know, even some of their radio stuff with Guy Benson in the afternoons. And I mean, every one of their shows is a New York-based show. There's not a single one where they're going around the country to different aspects, different perspectives, different ideas. It's just everybody's from centralized in New York City in that large metropolitan area. So, of course, they're going to think in that way of, we are the capital of the country, per se, with media, and we're just going to blast out this mindset of just large city perspectives on the way the world should be turning, and they don't get central part of the country, which is why I think that Fox News is starting to kind of dwindle, and I think a lot of ratings are starting to go down just because they're not appealing to the broader base of the conservative movement right now. It's more of the Republican elites and the establishment type of Republicans that are really dominating Fox News, and I think it's starting to show in their ratings.
It is showing in their ratings, and there's a reason for it showing in their ratings, because we all saw what happened on Election Eve. But just to let you know, all you New Yorkers and all you Fox and Friends crew and everybody up there, we don't sit around going, how come there's commercials about that election? I thought that was over last month. We do get it. We actually get it, okay? And by the way, we have a Republican-controlled House, a Republican-controlled Senate, and the governor, whether you like him or not, is Republican, unlike where you live. All right. Oh, and we can carry guns openly and concealed. So, you know, there's that.
Zing,
pow, boing, all right, let's pick on Fox, because I'm telling you right now, they're setting you up. Watch this. Again, Georgia Senate runoff winners may not be known tonight. The twin Senate seat contest, where the GOP Senate majority is at stake, could go into overtime. This is Fox setting you up on the Fox network. You mark my word. Now, I'm not going to cover all of it for you. Let me take this to the break for you, and then we'll talk about it when we come back. Talking about heavy turnout. The polls in Georgia are scheduled to close at 7 p.m. on Election Day, and that's when ballot counting is allowed to begin. Absentee ballots must be received by the poll closing time to be counted, you know, kind of like they were on November 3rd. Maybe the ones that they pull out from underneath tables. I guess, you know, if a tree falls in the woods at night, does it make a sound? If there's nobody here to watch us pull them out, did they see it? There's an exception for military and overseas ballots if they're postmarked by Tuesday. All right, so what we're going to do, here's where Fox goes in. We could see the leads in the twin Senate contests shift after the polls close and the counting begins, which is what happened in the state's White House race between President Trump and President-elect Joe Biden. Do you know what that means? That means you're going to see the Republicans with big leads, but we could see it shift after the counting begins. You know what that means? That means after Fulton County and DeKalb County, for whatever reason, can't get their crap counted and in like every other county in the state. Fox is setting you up for that right now. And if you remember Fox coverage, Andy, on the election night, you will never forget it like I and others, where Fox had all these numbers and all these numbers. So here, Trump was ahead of Biden by roughly 100,000 votes in Georgia the morning after the November election. But as more votes were counted, the president's lead deteriorated, and Biden eventually won the state by nearly 12,000 votes, a margin that was upheld in two ensuing recounts and certified by the state, and certainly wasn't questioned by us at Fox News. I kind of threw that in. We'll cover it more when we come back with Andy Hoosier. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Yes, you are. And I'll tell you more about the event that I'm talking about with X in the next segment. I had a few things going on during the break. One of them I want to let you know. You might remember one of our former sponsors, Vault Pro. Tony Darling and the guys over at Vault Pro are good friends of mine. And they just sent me some photographs during the break of them getting ready to board the plane and all their trumped out gear in California, out in Los Angeles. And I'll tell you, man, these people are patriots. And to everybody that's going, a lot of folks wanted to know if we were going. It wouldn't have done me any good. I would rather be able to sit here and be live with you and hopefully get some calls coming in tomorrow rather than to try to be out there and then have to record. It would have been a nightmare, and I would rather have done that. So anyway, to everybody that's going that might be tuned in right now or who might be listening that's there because you might not be hearing the show until delayed, we are with you in spirit. We are praying for you, and we know that you are going to be a huge, huge part of history, no doubt about it. This is Armed American Radio. I'm in the, and I love this, gunbroker.com studios on the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. Every bit of this presented to you by X Insurance. I'll tell you about the X Insurance event coming up in just a few minutes in the next segment. I got a little sidetracked there. Let's go back to Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason out at KQAM, Wichita's big talker. Andy Hoosier, welcome back, brother.
Man, it's always good. As you mentioned, it's a historical time, isn't it, to kick off the 2021. We have the runoff election in Georgia. We got a massive rally with the Electoral College certification tomorrow. You talk about any kind of political junkie or political guru, this is the time to live here because it's going to, I think it's going to kick off and set the tone, I think, for 2021. I don't think it's going to lighten up anytime soon.
That's going to be an interesting conversation coming up in this segment, which is one of the longest of the show, sans for the first segment. Let me wrap up with this Fox deal, okay? I think it's important. When I read this, I thought, and it came in as one of my regular alerts. When I read this, I thought, okay, this is a setup. This is Fox setting you up. You can see this based on their coverage of the November 3rd election. That smarmy, smart aleck satellite radio moment word dude back there in the Fox desk out there telling people with his little smart alecky little responses. And here, if you listen to this, you can see that. Trump was ahead of Biden by roughly 100,000 votes in Georgia the morning after the November election. But as more votes were counted, and they need to put in there, in Fulton County and DeKalb County, that's what they need to say. Because the rest of the state can count. Apparently, Democrats can't count. Are Democrats stupid? They can't count like the rest of the state can? I'll let you determine that. But as more votes were counted, the president's lead deteriorated. Yeah, and Biden eventually won the state by nearly 12,000 votes. Now, take a listen to this excuse. Purdue and Loeffler could also jump out to an early lead Tuesday. That means Fox is going to show you. They're explaining to you what they're going to do. They're setting up for what they think is going to happen. Purdue and Loeffler could also jump out to an early lead Tuesday night for a couple of reasons. Republican areas of the state often report their results first, and Republican voters were more likely to vote on Election Day or at early in-person polling stations. Those votes are often counted first by many Georgia counties. Heavily Democratic counties, including in Atlanta and the surrounding inner suburbs, meaning DeKalb County and Gwinnett, predominantly, have traditionally seen slower in-vote counting and election results. And since more Democrats than Republicans were expected to vote by absentee ballot, late returned ballots, which would be counted after in-person and Election Day votes, would likely favor Ossoff and Warnock. So here you go. If you're watching Fox tonight, this is what you're going to see, Andy. This is the setup already being put in place. Did you catch that?
Yep. Yeah, no, it's crazy. The fact that they try and set the tone to be like, oh, look, every expert that I've heard said that they're not going to have a final answer by the end of the night tonight. Because there are, quote unquote, so many mail-in ballots, so many absentee ballots, so many of the drop boxes, which you would think you'd have those preloaded, ready to go. And ready to count very easily because you've been receiving them over the last, whatever, 3 weeks or 2 weeks or a month or whatever it's been. So you're right. We're going to see an early lead that's going to lead out there. And then all of a sudden it's going to trickle in. And that gives them, again, the opportunity for all of these irregularities to happen to know exactly how many votes they need to, quote unquote, include to push themselves over the top just a little bit overnight. So you know what? Yeah, we'll count the rural communities. We'll count the Republican counties early. We'll know exactly how many there are. And then, oh, look, all of a sudden the inner cities and the large city populated areas all of a sudden had these massive numbers show up, and they were all just these mail-in ballots, and we forgot about these, and they were in the trunk of the car. And I mean, they're setting it up to just like the presidential election, say, look, here's how many Republicans showed up. Now, how many Democrat seats do we, or how many Democrat votes do we actually need to count to make this happen? They're trying to prepare and normalize this behavior, as opposed to, why don't we count the mail-in ballots when they get in there? So we already have, as soon as the polls close at 7 o'clock, boom, here's the number of mail-in ballots that we've had. And then we start doing the trickle-in counts from throughout the day from people actually voting in person. It's a really messed up system, but they love doing it. So the media is all about it as well, because that way they can continue the coverage, extend it as long as they want to, and try and show, oh, look, well, they had an early lead, and then I just don't know where it went. You know, they'll count a certain few counties. Fox News and a few of the others, too, the mainstream, they're going to count these rural communities. They're going to count those areas. They're going to look at one or two or three little districts or counties across the state, and then those are going to be the ones where they're going to check box and do their predictions early on when the number's not even finalized, because, well, who cares about the rest of the state? But these are the ones we want to look at for the swing areas, or to see the amount of turnout for the rural communities or the black community or the inner city community or whatever they're going to look at. And they're going to do their prediction, and by 10, 11 o'clock tonight, they're going to make their prediction, call it, get everybody all worked up while the numbers are still coming in, because the counties don't know how to properly count it. The election office doesn't know how to count the early mail-in and absentee ballots, and then the media is going to have a heyday being able to call it and try and predict that. Guess what? Republicans just couldn't pull it off because so many people despise what Donald Trump's doing, being the tyrant trying to stay in office. And at the end of the day, mark my words, they will try and tie Donald Trump into this election and say how he's the one that lost it for Republicans.
And by the way, let's just throw out there that the Trump rally in Dalton, north of me, yesterday was huge. Huge. The Biden, Warnock, Ossoff rally had a few cars honking horns compared to thousands upon thousands of people up in Dalton, Georgia. So, and they came from all over the state to go up there to that last night. They went from all over the state. Yeah. Okay. Now, I've got questions coming in here from some folks that are actually watching on the live stream, which, by the way, if you're listening, please don't do this while you're driving if you're listening live. But you can watch us on the live stream, Facebook.com/Armed American Radio or YouTube. We're using a multi-platform now. That will only grow in due time. If you are watching, you can comment as well. And I see your comments at every single one of them. I can't get to every single one of them, but I do read them. And Brian and others in here want to know, what am I thinking? Because I'm here. What am I feeling? And I'm going to give you the good, the bad, and the ugly right now. Number one, the amount of money pouring in to Georgia and the ads that we've been seeing have gotten more and more vicious as the days and weeks have progressed, to the point where I believe there would be physical confrontation if you put these four people in a ring, and that would be fun to watch. Because John Ossoff couldn't win regardless. Now, Kelly Loeffler could beat him up. But here's the thing. I was very disappointed today when I got to the polls, Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason from KQAM, Wichita's big talker. Do you want to know why?
Why is that?
I walked right up to the door. I was in and out with my wife and my daughter in less than 6 minutes. There was no line. The parking lot was near empty. And I made a comment to one of the poll workers. Now, keep in mind, I'm in a very red county. My response was, I would rather have seen this packed and have to wait for an hour, which is what I was expecting. When the poll worker said to me, it's busier today than it was at this time on election day. That disappointed me. I wanted to see lines of voters. Now, having said that, that's what it was like during early voting at one of the main elections offices behind the tag office. How do I know that? Because I was doing paperwork for a tag for a car and could never park every time I went by there. And the lines were absolutely just snaking around. So I think there was a ton of early voting. But wait a minute. Fox tells us that that happens to be more Democrat. I tend to vote. See where I'm going with this? These people don't know crap. They're setting you up. They're setting you up. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, will be back. Time is just flying by. I hate it. I wish I had another extra hour with you. We'll be back with Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason from KQAM, Wichita's big talker, right after this. following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Defender Coffee. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends your freedoms. Welcome back to the show. That's a true statement, by the way. The Defender Coffee that I'm drinking right now, it's almost gone. It's starting to get a little cold on me, icky. I like iced coffee, but when I make it ice, not when it starts getting cold on me. It's kind of, like eating cold eggs as far as I'm concerned, when they're not supposed to be cold. But nonetheless, DefenderCoffee.com. Promo code is AAR. Use it. Save 15% on everything. Join the coffee club like I did. You get everything for shipping for free. In addition to that, what's cool is I donate my percentage of the profits to the Second Amendment Foundation, and that's always huge. LedSlingerWhiskey.com. Don't forget. Put your zip code in. Find out where you can get all those products. MyPillow.com, I mentioned before, Mike Lindell, man, you got to support this guy. He's out there. I've never seen anybody put themselves out like he is. Company, reputation, he's on the line, man. He's a patriot unlike very few people you see. Car Arms, the Monster Cast Studio is now coming to you. The Monster Cast Show is now coming to you from the Car Firearms Studios. Gunbroker.com, this is the Gunbroker.com Studios. Patricia Huff was on the show with us on Sunday. Gunbroker.com, 100% free. You can find anything you're looking for at gunbroker.com. Even if you're not looking to buy anything, it's way cool to go over there and see what's out there. Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, North American Arms, NorthAmericanArms.com. And as I mentioned before, oh, I didn't mention before that, but Front Sight, we've got an event planned for Front Sight. I'm going to talk to you about that briefly in just a second here, but it's important. I'm going to tie it all together for you. So please make sure to support and visit all of our sponsors. All right. Andy, I want to tell you something really cool before we go into two other quick stories here. But there is a, and there are two really cool stories out there too. But I was down this past weekend, in Naples, and I went out to Immokalee. And if you don't know where Immokalee is, it's about 40 miles east of Naples in the middle of pretty much nowhere, in the middle of the state down there in the Everglades. There's a place down there called the Florida Firearms. What we're getting ready to do is appear live at the Florida Firearms Industry Range Expo, FIRE, call it FIRE. And it's at the Force Center and Tradecraft Range in Immokalee. And they are announcing the first annual Florida Firearms Industry Range Expo being held January 22nd through the 24th at the Force Center in Immokalee. Now, the Force Center is 1,200 acres of very cool stuff. There's an empty prison on the ground, and the old chain gang unit on the ground. I kid you not. I walked through D Block, drove right up into it. The doors are open. I feel it is the coolest place in the world. And they do fire exercises throughout this 12 acres. They've got long ranges. It's just amazing. There will be between 20 and 30 firearms industry vendors there, and it is open to the public. I will be there the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And I will be taping multiple shows. Keep in mind, SHOT Show would have been around that same time. I'll be taping multiple shows there. Now, we wanted to kind of do this ourselves and bring a whole bunch of people together, but we couldn't orchestrate it fast enough. But we're going to be doing something else like this. And all this is being presented to you by X Insurance, by the way. But we're going to be doing something similar at Front Sight in the very near future. I told you we're going to be getting out and about. So Armed American Radio is going to go out on the road, and we're going to get some public face to this stuff. Tickets are available if you want to check this out. Just Google, and it's eventbrite.com, but the link is too much. Just Google Florida Firearms Industry Range Expo. Florida Firearms Industry Range Expo. They're $20. Come on down to Florida. Get out. Enjoy some freedom and hook up with us out there at the Firearms Industry Range Expo, January 22nd, 23rd. And 24th. That's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's going to be a blast. A whole bunch more to come. There will be live fire open to the public. There will be vendors there. So lots of cool stuff and a lot more details coming up. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. Let me go now to do you want to put an exclamation real quick on anything we were talking about previously? Now's the time to do it.
No, I think we've summed it up pretty nicely. I mean, it's going to be an interesting night tonight. I know that we're getting down to the wire. Polls are going to be closing there on the eastern side there pretty soon, and we'll see what happens in Georgia tonight. I am optimistic, although there are many quote-unquote experts that say they're not optimistic, and there's still an opportunity for a lot of shenanigans to be happening with this election, although I will say I feel bad for many Republicans in Georgia, because while you're extremely frustrated with the electoral process and don't necessarily trust it right now, it's more important than ever to get out and prove that you are there and that you can win an election to prove the election in November was fraudulent on the presidential side and even the Senate side. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's a little disheartening of why do I need to go out and vote if it's going to be rigged anyways, then what's the point of even going out and doing it? So it's a frustrating position for all of us to be in, which is why we need to show up in massive numbers and just bog down the system like we really did in the November election. But we'll see what happens in Georgia tonight.
And if you're listening to us live right now, it's 53 minutes after the hour. The polls close in 2 hours and 8 minutes in the state of Georgia. So, and I'm glad I remembered this from a previous segment when I was talking during the break. Where I wanted to go to close out the previous segment was talking about Fox and them setting you up is they're not in the business of calling elections anyway, nor should they be.
Yeah.
Okay? That's not anywhere in our Constitution that phony news networks, all of them, including Fox, can call elections. The whole thing, they ought to be reporting on the results, not calling. Go figure that one out. There's a concept for you, right? Angry Mark could come out, but we will tamp him down because I got two other things I want to talk with you about before the program ends. Number one, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signed Stand Your Ground Law, ticked off all those gun grabbers and gun haters and freedom haters, all Democrats, by the way, who all want to see Ossoff and Warnock win in Georgia. That should tell you everything you need to know. But Ohio Stand Your Ground, Andy, was signed by the governor. And that was touch and go. He gave no indication. He actually kind of indicated he might not sign it, that he wasn't a fan. But he did sign it. Now, check this out. There's also another one. Dave Workman is reporting on this today. Right out of the gate, National CCW Reciprocity Bill introduced in Congress. Here's my response. Whoop-dee-doo. Whoop-dee-doo. Do you really think a President Biden would sign it? Do you honestly believe a President Biden would sign it? It's a joke. The Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act, H.R. 38, has been introduced before and even passed the House by 231 to 198 in December. However, when it went to the Senate, it languished even though President Donald Trump had indicated support. And then Allen, of course, says our Second Amendment rights don't disappear when we cross state lines. We go on and on and on. And the legislation provides a, you know, answers to this, that, and the other thing. And meanwhile, this is why it's so critical that Donald Trump remained in the White House. All of those of you suffering from Trump derangement syndrome that think everything to do with gun rights hinged on the Senate, do you think Biden's going to sign this? Donald Trump would have. So take that to the bank and chew on that when you're eating some fat later for dinner. Okay? Biden's not going to sign it. Donald Trump would have. It's not going to pass the House anyway. Whatever. Made me feel good to say it. Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason. You got 15 seconds. Close it out. Where can people find you?
Oh, all the time. You can find me at HoosierReason.com. You can find us on social media. All the hashtags at Hoosier Reason. We got ready to get ready for the show here in a little bit. Kathy Barnett, a great host. She's going to be joining us on the show today. And we're going to cover this just like you, Mark. And we just need to keep the fight going because, you know what, it's time for us to speak out. This is going to be our year. 2021 is the year for conservatives, for people to be aware, be educated, know what the heck's going on, and now is the time for us to start fighting back. Whether we win or lose Georgia, whether we win or lose the presidency, now's our time, baby. We're going to make this happen.
Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason, the great host over at KQAM, Wichita's big talker. We love you guys in Wichita, by the way. All right, here's the deal. We're going to watch it tonight. I don't know what network. I think I might watch Fox just to see if my prediction was correct out of here today. I think I'm going to be right. You never know. They sure seem to be setting you up here. So maybe we'll check that out as the returns come in from Georgia. Maybe it's just giving themselves plausible deniability, right? Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever do it. The balance of power, the direction of the country hangs on what happens right here in Georgia today. Enjoy the rest of your day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.